That's right. Here's Monitor 68. I'm your host, Ed McMahon. In the hour ahead, we'll be entertained by the Letterman on stage. We'll hear about fishing in the Big Sky Country in Wyoming, and we'll meet Mrs. Bob Hope.
Sadie, the cleaning lady, with trusty scrubbing brush and pail of water, worked her fingers to the bone for the life she had at home, providing at the same time for her daughter. Ah, Sadie, the cleaning lady, her aching knees not getting any younger, while her red detergent hands have for years not held her man's, and time would find her heart expired of hunger. Scrub your floors, do your chores, dear old Sadie, looks as though you'll always be a cleaning lady. Fair to thought you get bored, dear old Sadie, looks as though you'll always be a cleaning lady. Cleaning lady, her aching knees not getting any younger, while her red detergent hands have for years not held a man's, and time would find her heart expired of hunger. Pass up your floor, dear child, dear old Sadie.
Australian singer Johnny Farnham with Sadie, the cleaning lady. Tired of that musty, closed-up odor around the house? Time to call Renewzit Air Fresheners to the rescue. It's like letting in a little springtime, because Renewzit Air Fresheners remove unpleasant odors, clear the air in seconds, and they have a light, pleasant springtime fragrance that even husbands appreciate and women love. You'll also love their budget-coddling price and the variety of fragrances you have to choose from. Lavender, bouquet, pine, fragrant, bath, and powder room. Renewzit Air Fresheners carry the good housekeeping seal. VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components, present Monitor on Stage. Performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll hear from the Letterman in just a minute.
Higgins?
Yes, boss?
Higgins, I asked you to design a stereo console our company could sell for the same low price Voice of Music is getting for theirs. Now, how are you doing?
Well, VM sure gives the public a lot for their money, but, well, here it is.
Yeesh. Does this thing have a solid-state amplifier like VM consoles?
Made in Hong Kong.
Has it got the VM Stereomatic record changer?
Well, no, not exactly.
What about your speakers? VM consoles have big, high-fidelity speaker systems.
We could say ours was designed by the United States government.
We could?
There were surplus.
I was afraid of that. Now, what about that cabinet? The Fine Hardwoods Association is never going to certify that thing.
Couldn't we certify it?
What would we certify it as?
Fruitwood.
Frankly, it looks like an orange crate.
That's fruitwood, isn't it?
The end of the voice of music has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
That singing group known as the Lettermen are at their best in front of a live audience, as they proved here with their rendition of Windy. Stage featuring the Letterman has been brought to you by VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, admits you may find stereo consoles priced as reasonably as ours, but all VM consoles have the certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association and the sound of very sophisticated stereo equipment. So even if you match the VM price, what about the value?
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
We receive many warnings in our life, and sometimes they can save our life.
With an easy reach of each seat. But you can't...
Norman, you shouldn't touch those. Hey, Dad, did you see this on the back? It says, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
This message was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
The time is 18 minutes after the hour by the shockproof monitor hourglass. And you're on the monitor beacon.
If you're between the ages of 10 and 14 and plan to operate a powerboat this summer anywhere in New York State, you'll need a boating safety certificate issued by the Department of Conservation. Now, how can you get it? Well, by taking a young boatman safety course. Here in the Tri-City area, a course will be starting on Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m. in the Colony Center Community Hall. Get ready for the boating season right now. Take the Young Boatman's Safety Course.
Problems are often related, and so are the people who cause them. If you have family problems, please call me, Dr. Joyce Brothers, weekdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on WNBC, and we'll look for an answer together.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
And this is Ed McMahon for Monitor 68. Stand by for Monitor Music. Here's Petite Tula Clark with an invitation that can only be viewed with mixed emotions.
We choose it, win or lose it. Love is never quite the same. I love you.
Tula Clark, but not goodbye. Next, Monitor Goes Fishing, presented by Glenn L. Evans Company, who make the luckiest lures in the world. Here's Lindsay Nelson.
Wide open country, golden trout, and luckers that run up to 44 pounds. What more can a fisherman want? We'll tell you all about them after this word about a surefire way of catching them. Cast a lucky line this year with Shyster Lures by Glenn L. Evans Company, producers of the luckiest lures in the world. Shyster is a surefire lure for all varieties of game fish on stream or lake. Millions of fishermen throughout America buy Shysters, and millions of fish are caught. Evans Lures and Tackle are available at dealers everywhere. Look for the new chartreuse and blue packages and the E that looks like a fish, the symbol of Glenn L. Evans and the luckiest lures in the world. And don't forget that Shyster lure, truly a lucky lure by Glenn L. Evans. If millions of fishermen keep buying Shysters, they've just got to be good. Look for the chartreuse and blue packages and the new look of famous Glenn L. Evans fishing tackle with the E that looks like a fish. Take the luckiest lures in the world fishing with you this year. Wyoming, not without reason, is known as Big Sky Country. And a man who knows all the breathtaking reasons why is Frank Norris, Jr., director of the Wyoming Travel Commission, who has spent a lifetime fishing in that sportsman paradise. Our monitor reporter, Bill McCord, asked him if Wyoming has fish to match the size of the sky.
You're talking about records in Wyoming. We just set a new one this year. A 13-year-old boy in Jackson Lake this past summer caught a 44-pound Mackinaw. Try that one on, Bill.
Mackinaw?
Right, or lake trout, whichever you prefer, Max. It's surprising that the Mackinac have been pretty big in Wyoming lately. In Fremont Lake, near Pinedale, in just a short while, there was a 38-pound, 36-pound, I think 28. Now, hold me to those particular figures, but that was all in one day on this Fremont Lake.
What species of fish abound in Wyoming?
Well, the only indigenous trout to Wyoming is the native, or cutthroat, which actually were found in the high mountain areas 200 years ago. And since that time, why, they've brought it, the other trout species in, the brook trout, the rainbow, the Mackinac, which I explained to you, or lake trout, which get the biggest. More exotic, the golden trout was planted in Wyoming streams, and the world's record now is held in Wyoming. The world's record is 11 pounds, and that was caught in near that Pinedale area.
Now, Frank Norris, for trout fishing, if I had the time to come out there and I came up to you and said, take me to your favorite spots where I can really catch some trout, where would you take me?
Right now, I think the hottest areas probably will be the Flaming Gorge National Recreation Area and the new Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area, which are... Bill, I can promise you, I don't care what kind of fisherman you are, that we can pull some fish out of there.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm a darn poor fisherman.
Well, it wouldn't matter. You can catch them in a bucket in that area. If you're,
I wouldn't either.
We could get you some fish, and there certainly are areas I swear that I'd never take you home blank. Yellowstone Lake, you never get blanked at Yellowstone Lake. It's only a 3-fish limit. We can take you across at some of those islands, and you actually file a barb off your hook or squeeze it off so you don't pull them back. You know, you only catch 3, and that's the limit on the lake.
Now, you're not telling me fish stories now.
I'm telling you absolute truth. I can take you over there, and you just play them and then release them. And it's a real sportsman's paradise.
I remember hearing one story about Yellowstone there, and I forget what area it was now, but they said you threw the hook into one side, you'd catch the fish and pull it back and throw it over into one of these steaming potholes and cook it right in the same operation.
Jim Bridger passed that story along. He actually said it about the Firehole River. I think that's a little bit far-fetched. Yeah, I wouldn't have too much.
Are there a lot of streams out there where you can go wading?
Oh, yeah. We have 20,000 miles of streams.
20,000. How many fishermen come out there every year?
We have quite a few, but you have to remember that we're not exactly overburdened with fishermen. We're talking about 98,000 square miles of country in Wyoming, and there's plenty of places.
You can stand a few more fishermen and a few more hunters.
We encourage them. We encourage the fishermen specifically.
Frank Norris, Jr., director of the Wyoming Travel Commission, and a man who knows every ripple in those 20,000 miles. He knows where the big fish are, and if you're out his way, cast a lucky line this year with Shyster Lures. Shysters are made by the Glenn L. Evans Company, who produce the luckiest lures in the world. Shysters keep selling, and fish keep biting. Evans Lucky Lures and Tackle are available at dealers everywhere. Look for the new chartreuse and blue package, and the E that looks like a fish. Millions of fishermen throughout America buy Shyster Lures, so they've got to be good. This year, fish lucky. Use Glenn L. Evans' luckiest lures in the world. This is Lindsey Nelson, and this is Monitor Goes Fishing.
You think you're a guy, and then you see the line. Those better ideas come forward. Those better ideas come forward. See the light, see the light, see the light.
Now's the time to see the light, because there's never been a better time to buy the original success car, Mustang. Right now, for a limited time only, there are two new low-priced Mustang Sprints. One with special wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, and sporty C-stripe. The other has all that, plus wide oval tires, styled steel wheels, and fog lamps. See these low-priced Mustang Sprints and see why. The switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas come Ford. See the light. See the light.
Thank you.
Countrywide monitor, the best in music, news, sports, and features, no matter where you may be in the USA. Our home in Palm Beach, Florida, station WQXT. Hello, Palm Beach. After word from the NBC station in your area, we'll be right back.
This is Joe Garagiola. Join me weekends for my informal sports observation on my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
Sing about spring. Can the boys be far behind? The boy's named Ed McMahon. The program is Monitor 68.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you. Now I wonder what you're doing tonight.
Oh, yes, I wonder what you're doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Ah, ah, ah.
We're so close, but we should have been closer. And it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't listen. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Because a friend don't say it's over and go out just for a smile. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight.
By the Enoch Light Singers, I wonder what she's doing tonight. With Easter just 2 weeks away and the kids already beginning to get excited, it's time to start thinking about coloring those eggs for the big Easter egg hunt. Here's a tip on how to do a good job of it.
Here's a real important tip about dyeing eggs this Easter. Add more vinegar than directions call for. I don't know whether you know it or not, but most eggs today are coated with an invisible oil-based spray. Just fine for the eggs. Protects them, you know. But it does make the dyeing of eggs a bit more difficult. The extra vinegar you add helps cut through this coating and gives you a much more even dye job. That's something I'm sure you want. This is Polly Paws, and I'll be back later with some more tips about dyeing and decorating Easter eggs.
Don't spare the eggs, friend. There's more where these came from. Jack's monitored a ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad, brought to you by Philips Milk of Magnesia, the kind of laxative doctors recommend. In 1 minute, a report on Senator Robert F. Kennedy's campaign tour of the Southwest. But first, this message.
Say, tell me, what's the matter? You haven't been yourself. You haven't been out of the house. You haven't felt like really doing much of anything. If it's irregularity that has you down, then listen. Do the sensible thing. Get the kind of laxative doctors recommend. Get Philips Milk of Magnesia. Doctors recommend Milk of Magnesia more often than anything else. Yes, of all laxatives, and that includes stimulants like the candy types, bulk types, lubricants like mineral oil. Yes, of all laxatives, doctors recommend Milk of Magnesia more often than anything else. They know Milk of Magnesia is thorough, yet gentle. So get Philips Milk of Magnesia when you suffer from irregularity. You'll start feeling like yourself again. You'll start enjoying things the way you used to, because Philips Milk of Magnesia is the kind of laxative doctors recommend most often.
Now here's Charles Quinn with Senator Robert F. Kennedy's campaign tour.
The pandemonium that's become a trademark of the Kennedy campaign springs almost entirely from youth. Whether Indian children in Albuquerque or Negro teenagers in Watts, the exuberance of Kennedy's momentum is being borne on their shoulders and transported by their young voices. They're reminiscent of the John F. Kennedy phenomenon in 1960. The teeny boppers, the jumpers, the screamers who shriek over and over again, "Sock it to 'em, Bobby." Robert Kennedy is clearly playing to their youthful exhilaration. His schedule is heavily studded with appearances at colleges and schools, and he talks incessantly about youth, about their hope, and about their promise. He pledges that if elected, he'll lower the voting age to 14 or 12, or even lower, reflecting his acknowledgement of their adulation. And therein lies Kennedy's problem. Does the mass hysteria generated by the children translate into votes from adults? The polls say it does. Kennedy now leads Johnson by a small margin. In California, the lead is wide. But physical evidence of significant adult support is scant. There were a lot of voters in the mob that pummeled Kennedy the other night at Indianapolis, but that scene was rare. Perhaps the older folks think the crush around Kennedy is too dangerous, and in many cases, it is. The pushing and shoving of crowd against police has taken its toll of bruised bodies. And perhaps the older folks just don't relate as emotionally as their children to Kennedy and his appeal to youth. At any rate, it's simply too early to tell. The primaries will decide. The first test is Indiana on May 7th. For Kennedy, it's crucial. He's running slightly behind Governor Roger Branigan, who is President Johnson's stand-in, but he expects to overtake the governor. If he doesn't, his whole effort will be in jeopardy. But there is another rather astonishing aspect of this rather astonishing Kennedy campaign, an almost absolute lack of visible support for President Johnson. And so while the adults haven't yet come out of the woodwork for Kennedy, they haven't yet come out of the woodwork for Mr. Johnson either. Charles Quinn, NBC News, with the Kennedy campaign.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups on people and events here and abroad. This report has been brought to you also by State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. You remember the other day when I was telling you about the State Farm homeowners policy? The big package of protection from State Farm fire and casualty that costs less than most other companies charge? What I didn't tell you is that your State Farm agent is in the yellow pages. That is, when he's not in his office.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Say, did you read about what happened to poor Sergio Chavez down in Mexico City? Well, he went up to a stranger on the street and he asked him for a cigarette. And the stranger said, "God gave us noses to breathe with, not to use as chimneys." And with that, the stranger pulled out a pistol and shot Chavez 3 times. Doctors say he'll recover. But the point is, that warning on the cigarette pack is right. Cigarette smoking may be harmful to your health.
See the car that's quiet, strong, beautiful, the 68 Ford. Only Ford in its class offers better ideas like hidden headlights and die-cast grills at no extra cost on LTDs, XLs, and Country Squire wagons. Only Ford offers you fastbacks at the same price as formal hardtops. Check your Ford dealer. You'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
Frankie Lane. Now a little musical advice from us to you.
Just keep tune money.
Coming up shortly, Joe Garagiola with a look at some recent progress on reducing injuries to college football players. So stick around, won't you? You're on the Monitor Beat.
Looking for a way to have more fun playing gas station games? Dive in. Drive in to Citgo and play Fun and Fortune. It's a game that's a little more fun because everybody can win something. Win up to $1,000 cash. Win bonus gifts. Be eligible to win up to $50,000 in sweepstakes money. You don't buy a thing, but you can win enough to buy your own swimming pool. Play Fun and Fortune at your participating Citgo station. It's a nice place to win up to $50,000.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. Some fascinating facts about experiments being made to protect football players from injury. Here's Joe.
3 years ago, during fall football practice, Professor Robert Cade of the University of Florida Medical Center made a study of the amount of energy that players lost during a game. As a result of that study, he came up with a soft drink that he figured would help to offset that loss of energy. Since then, Florida has outscored its opponents in the second half by a 3-1 margin. And now he's come up with another project, but this one doesn't go into your stomach. It goes on your head. The professor has invented a hydraulic football helmet and it's being tested right now during Florida's spring practice. The helmet looks pretty much like all football helmets, but there's a great deal of difference in the construction. Standard helmets today are made of hard plastic and lined with a heavy web cloth. Professor Cade's helmet has a resilient plastic shell and a foam sponge lining. But the real difference is found between the shell and the lining. And Professor Cade says, I had one of my associates hit me over the head with a heavy club. With a hydraulic helmet, the bags cut down the force of impact by as much as one-third to one-half. It seemed natural that somebody would ask the professor if he'd given any thought to football knee injuries. He just smiled and said, one thing at a time. It took me 3 months just to make one football helmet. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Our boy Joe G will be host on Monitor tomorrow evening, sitting in for convalescing Brad Crandall.
Made Easter reservations?
Easter reservations?
Call your FTD florist and make Easter flower reservations now.
Monitor music by Vicky Carr. She'll be there.
He will walk into the room and look at me, and I'll melt away. He will smile his little smile, and he will see how I melt away. Press his lips to mine, let him be mine. I will softly pray. Always know deep in.